Welcome to another day. You're starting it under the control of Triple M's Paddy and Rob Palmer. Well, Paddy's never in control, but you'll always be with Actron and Gosford Air.
Oi, I'm here. G'day, mate.
Good morning. It is Tuesday.
Hallelujah. How's the part-time vegan going? If you didn't hear, Rob's vegan.
Part-time, all right.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. I didn't eat much yesterday. Every time I got hungry, I just look at the food and go, oh, no, I shouldn't have that.
So you're vegan, but you eat meat.
It's not exactly, it's more a hybrid.
Oh.
I'm a hybrid vegan.
So what's a hybrid vegan?
Well, I can have meat with my vegan type meal. I have a vegan meal.
So you're
meal
not a vegan?
And I add meat to it.
So Rob says, I'm a vegan, but I'm allowed to eat meat. Oh, that's not, and eggs. And you ate eggs as well.
Yes. I've brought two today.
And but cheese.
But all I've got, for lunch,
yeah.
I have like an egg plate, eggplant sort of hummus.
Yeah.
And I put that on lettuce, then I've got an avocado, and I've got a tomato and two eggs.
There you go.
So that's pretty healthy.
Are vegans able to eat eggs?
Well, you'd starve to death if you didn't have something.
All right,
like an egg or a piece of steak.
Okay, it's just a big name to say you're vegan when you eat meat and eggs.
No, it's like a hybrid vegan diet.
Hybrid.
So it's a vegan diet with meat. It's like when I order pizza, I ring up and say, I'd like a vegetarian pizza, please. And they go, sure. Can I add ham to that? So that's how it works. I like vegetarian pizza, but I also like ham.
So you throw the ham on. So
there's
nothing wrong.
No. With doing vegan plus meat.
Of course there isn't. I tell you what there's something wrong with. I don't know whether you saw A Current Affair last night. And it seems everyone whose name is Rob, and if your name is Rob, we want you to call you on. Call us on 13 27 10, because I saw you on A Current Affair last night, Rob, and you should have seen him go off. He was a spray painter. He had this young lad work for him, and this young lad was autistic, and he said, you work for me, and I'll paint your van. But because he reckons this Rob, the owner of the panel beating store or the spray painting shop, he reckons that this young lad only worked half of what he was supposed to. He only painted half his van, right? And so half the van was painted and the other half was not.
Yes.
Anyway.
He's painted, it looks like Two-Face in Batman, where one side's horrible and the other side's good.
And this is Rob going off last night on Current Affair, the spray painter.
Do something? He does half a job. Now,
he's got a disability, Rob. Why are you getting angry?
Why?
Off. No.
Yeah.
Our security guard is forced to step in as Rob goes rogue.
Go on, off! You too! Come on, big hero! Will got exactly what Will was asking for.
Oh, look, he was a bit touched, that bloke.
Jeez, I tell you what.
On his Facebook page,
he's
this is what people.
Rider.
I've gone onto his Facebook, the spray painter's Facebook page this morning. This is what some of the comments. What a swearometer on, Rob, what a head dumb Rob, coward, you dog. Karma, little man, karma, you dog, Rob. Holy, they certainly, I bet he just wishes he would have sprayed that van.
Gee. Well, but maybe.
All way.
See, Current Affair may just paint half the picture.
Well, look.
What if the young bloke really was a bit of a, and he just didn't do this and he ruined that or did that?
Well, Tom wrote, good on you, Rob. Hang on, I better put the swearometer on. Current Affair putting their spin on it. Reported me. Jeez, holy God, dog.
There's a lot of swearing.
Holy hell, there's a lot of swearing.
We'll have to move on because we can't get much across the line here because everything's got a beep on it.
Hey, also, I want to know, Rob, this morning, what's so good about Schitt's Creek? Have you watched Schitt's Creek? It won 4 Emmys yesterday. Everyone's talking about it.
Haven't seen it.
Me either.
The first time I even heard about it was when I saw the pictures in the paper.
And look,
it's got the guy from American Pie, the father.
The dad in it. Now, he's a part of it. This doesn't do it justice.
You shut up.
You shut up. I need that bed.
Why?
Because I need it.
Why?
Because if someone were to break in here in the middle of the night wanting to murder us, they would attack this bed first. So I need this bed.
So you're saying that you want me to get murdered first? In front of you? And then what would you do? Would you just run away and leave me to bleed out? on the floor?
Sort of. That was the plan. Yeah.
Who hasn't had that conversation?
Let him go. You go first.
I always get there. No, I want to sleep there. No, I'll sleep there. I'll sleep there.
So, is Schitt's Creek, what is it really worth
Eugene Levy. Sorry,
the father from American Pie. Yeah, well, it must be good. It won 4 Emmys. Have you watched it? And did you watch Social Dilemma on Netflix on the weekend? Give us a call. 107.7 Triple M. We've got Az from Moorwood. Good morning, Az.
How you going, mate? How you going, boys?
Yeah, good yourself, Aaron. Well.
That's the spirit. Yeah, mate. No, Schitt's Creek. Really, really good seasons and like good seasons to watch. I actually thought I was a bit how you going when I first started watching it, but once you get into it, it's a pretty good cult following.
All right.
Does it take a season to get into it, or am I going to jump down? Should I start it? Season 1, episode 8, or what?
It'll probably start getting good after about 2 episodes in. You'll start seeing the very, like, a lot of dry humour.
Right.
Oh, good one. Well, you've lost Paddy then, because he hasn't got the patience for 2 episodes or nothing.
I just punch him out after. So just now, have they done 6 seasons? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, and I've heard rumours getting around that they're getting ready to start doing another one.
Right. Have you watched all 6 seasons?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're hooked. That's it. You're done, mate.
Yep, hooked, line and sinker, the whole lot, mate. It's actually really, really good. Like, with Eugene Levy in it, and it's also got his son, Daniel Levy, in it. They both actually co-wrote and produced it as well.
Right.
That's cool. Imagine doing something like that with your son. Have you got any kids, Aaron? You sound too young to have kids.
No, not yet.
Have you got a partner?
Yes, I do.
Was she involved with it? Did she get into it as well?
She's the one who actually forced me to watch it.
Right. Forced. Is it? I like that.
Because if you don't, you go your own separate ways. I know that. I do with that with Kirst. She's with some, I don't know what she's in. Oh, she's into the Housewives, you know, the Real Housewives of Melbourne. And I just can't bring myself to watch that. Or they've got Dubai, Sydney, all that. I just can't bring myself to watch it.
My wife and I, Aaron, can't watch anything together because she'll sneak episodes in while I'm off doing something else. And you come back and you want to go back to episode 5 and she's already on episode 8. It's ridiculous. How do you manage it?
Oh, mate, it's technical. Like, my partner's done the same thing to me with another series called Yellowstone. I thought, I'll watch this. Well, it looks really good. And next thing you know, she's like 3 seasons in front of me.
Yeah, you're left for dead, mate.
This work?
Yeah, it's like cheating on you with Netflix.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That Yellowstone, that is the Western one, isn't it?
Yeah, with Kevin Costner in it and that. Yeah, it's actually pretty good as well. So I'm actually having to sneak around and watch to catch up. And
that's it. Sorry, darling, I can't come out to dinner tonight. I'm home with Yellowstone.
Exactly right.
All right, definitely. Well, you have got us convinced. I'm going to watch it first before Rob this afternoon. I'm going to get home before you and start watching it.
I'm going to sneak episodes in on you, mate. Don't worry.
All right. And, mate, for ringing this morning, Az, I would have family pass to the Warriors taking on Manly this weekend, Sunday at Central Coast Stadium.
So awesome.
You're there, buddy. Hey, thanks for calling.
Enjoy. Have a top day, Aaron.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. If there's anything good on Netflix, can you be our Netflix correspondent? Just give us a call.
Oh, I don't mind doing that one bit. I've also watched that Social Dilemma as well with all the whistleblowers. That's actually a very interesting watch.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Would you? Okay. And if you missed Social Dilemma, Rob texted me and said watch it last Thursday night.
Oh, incredible thing. It was basically about what social media does that you don't see, that controls your behaviour, somehow makes you do things that or points you in directions that you wouldn't otherwise go, I suppose. But what do you think about it, Aaron? Would you start deleting social media or do you use it less now that you've seen that Social Dilemma?
I tend to use it less now and I'm like, because it's a very big eye-opener to how they, like, with this AI that they talk about and all the information that they store from you, all your data and everything. Like, it's pretty crazy how it all actually goes down. Like, I'm no tinfoil hat or anything, but it's pretty good.
And you know what? It's funny. My missus was saying to me, she was at work the other weekend and someone was talking about, nasal hair, hypothetically, nasal hair. And next minute, a notification was received on his phone about from the shaver shop. straight away within a minute. And then on the weekend, Kirsten and I did some pulled out the weeds on the front lawn. And, you know, and we were talking about it all Sunday about these frigging weeds that we had to get out. And, you know, when on my Facebook notification, yes, it was about the weed thingo that you can buy from someplace about ripping out weeds. And I'm there.
That is that wrong?
Yeah, I know.
It's trickery, Aaron. It's trickery. They get in your head.
Yeah, definitely. And then you think about it, you're like, oh, okay. Maybe I should start thinking odd things just to see if that mixes it up a little bit.
That's the excuse I use with my Mrs. Aaron. Shut up. I'm finishing him up now. Anyway, you be our correspondent for Netflix. You just give us a call from any time you want, Az.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
All right. Good on you, mate.
107.7 Triple M.
Some good news, because footy-loving mums and dads have been given new hope that they could be able to attend their kids' upcoming sporting finals this weekend.
I've felt it all season, not being able to watch, you know, my young bloke play rugby, or, you know, watch my daughter play soccer with my wife. You know, the two of you can't go. You feel it.
Because if it's inspected, you could be fined $1,000.
Imagine.
Yeah, and that is true. And that has happened. It's understood that the New South Wales government is now considering stepping in and making changes to the controversial one-parent policy for junior sport.
I wonder how they'd nab you if you were on one sideline each. You know, because you could stand on that side and then they stand on that side.
They take a clipboard and they'd write it all down, like you Robert know the Palmer.
So, yeah.
And they've got faux vegan.
And Siri... Sham vegan.
Sham vegan.
Because I've
sham vegan.
I've combined vegan eating with meat eating.
So you're really a Megan.
I'm a Megan.
Okay. Because they ask like you're
a Karen,
eating.
Like a Karen, but I'm actually a Megan.
Vegan. You're a Megan.
Anyone named Megan,
yeah.
Please call 13 3710. I'd like to hear from Megans.
Megans. Okay, so anyway. They'd rob Palmer. Then they'd go across there and they'd say, like, your missus, she'd say Gwen, but she might be able to use a maiden name if it's on a licence and not see that's what she could do. But, look, it is a bit concerning.
Hyphenated last names.
Yes.
Could be exempt.
So not fined $1,000. No. But I know it has affected a few people on the Central Coast.
Oh, yeah.
With this.
Hasn't it just?
Especially these two. Shazza! Hold the bacon on the Sanger. I've got me some swine here already.
Excuse me, sir.
It's Dwayne.
Right. Dwayne, is that your wife at the barbecue giving beer to that 14-year-old?
Shazza! Don't forget the tinnies for the two young'uns! Yeah, copper. So?
I'm afraid I need to issue you each with a $1,000 fine for having both parents attend a child's sporting fixture payable within 30 days. Enjoy the game.
Oh, Shazza, about time. What am I supposed to do with just one can?
Oh, don't drink it, Dwayne. The football's for Jordan after his game, and because I'm preggers, I got me a shoddy spritzer.
What about the other sprogs?
Well, Jack's busy tagging the dunnies, and Tez is breaking into his Sir Corolla, bless him.
Bugger the Corolla, he's 16 now. Tell him Daddy said he needs to boost a Lexus. We need $2,000 out of today now. Bloody coppers, never around when you need them. Look at him in the fancy uniform, off to ruin the Mackenzie's day now too.
Excuse me, parents. IDs, please. Parenting in pairs at a sporting event is now an offence.
This is a warning now. 13.
This is my midlife adjustment, all right? Because people make midlife adjustments.
Yes, they do.
All the time.
Yes, they do.
You know, you go through your younger years, you're fit, you're fast. Then you move on a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you've moved on further than I have.
I'm going to punch that Megan out of you.
But once you get to a certain point, you think, oh, gee, did I stop too early?
Yeah.
And you go back.
And you think,
oh, my, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sign up to something new.
Yeah.
And that's when it all hits the fan.
Right.
For some. A good mate of mine, Alpha Mavoka, is with us to tell us a story of woe about getting back into sport. G'day, Al.
G'day, Al.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What happened? Please explain.
Now, if you're thinking of doing a new sport, my word of advice is don't do it. Okay. So what happened is a couple of weeks ago, I'm at a friend's barbecue and had a couple of beers. And the friends there are all part of a mixed netball team. So, you know, after a couple of beers, why don't you come and play? Yeah, great idea. So sign me up, which they did. So, you know, I've never played netball before in my life. I'd played a bit of basketball as a young bloke and rugby, but not netball. So anyway, three games into the season, I'm starting to hit my stride and playing some good netball, and all of a sudden, crack, this almighty sound like a whip cracking, and I hit the deck. Snapped Achilles tendon, crawled off the court, so surgery. Now six months out of action, and unfortunately we've had to retire the old goalkeeper's bib. So, no.
The bib's been hung up.
Oh no. So the GK's up there.
The GK, you know, like when like basketball's like Michael Jordan and that retire and they raised the jersey up to the ceiling of the thing. So my goalkeeper's bib is now hanging proudly in the roof of the sports centre.
Oh, mate. So
that's horrible.
Very ceremonial, I could imagine, that raising of the GK bib at home. How many blokes and probably women have done that.
Oh, people honestly do it all the time. We've had a couple of our mate Dave. He did his Achilles playing basketball in his 40s. There's another mate. It's all basketball and netball. Those court sports are nasty. Or tennis.
Yeah, well, Brett. I forget his last name. The painter from the coast. He went and you know how I think it was an over 40s, over 50s rugby union.
The golden oldies.
The golden oldies. And just absolutely smashed his knee. Very, very similar to what you did with your Achilles, Al.
It does look like they've been shot in the middle.
It felt like someone kicked me in the back of the Achilles and down I went. not good.
So you're warning this morning. This is what it's about, Al, is if you're, post 40?
Yes, mid-40s, 45 years of age, and thinking of coming out of retirement, I think very strongly about
bloody
it.
Good
I'm
idea.
Out of action now for the next 6 months.
There you go.
Mind may be willing, but the body is weak.
It's a brutal game, that netball, that's all I can say.
Never thought I'd hear you say that, Al.
Al, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
See you, buddy.
And good to catch Rob on the days in at work, old part-time Palmer, so good to see him.
Thanks very much. It's the last time we call you.
Hey, Al, don't worry. He's having Friday and next week off, so roll the
because
theme.
Because you need everybody's got a part-time
Rob. All right, Al, thank you, mate. Triple M. Trevor Long, our techspert, and you have in common. Trevor Long, good morning.
Oh, hey, Trevor.
Morning. Oh, I'll be interested to find this out myself.
Yeah. Is it that they are both devilishly good looking?
Yeah, possibly. Have
you been looking at the wrong photo? I mean, Trevor Long from SeaWorld's a very handsome man, but
just go with it.
They're both hunks of burning love?
Yep, maybe.
What does Rob Palmer and Trevor Long
now take? Rugged.
Rugged. Should have they been both on Channel 7's Full Monty the other night?
Well,
Trevor, would you have done that, by the way? Would you have done that?
No.
No. Oh, me. Oh,
not
me.
Not a million years, Trev.
I won't roll up my sleeves, let alone take the shirt off.
What they have in common is they both aren't working next week because they're taking road trips with their kids. You mongrels, you're leaving me. You're both deserting me. You're going road tripping with your kids.
What you're saying is we're both amazing dads.
Yeah,
yes, you
know
what?
Exactly, great call, as well as rugged.
I actually rang a couple of hotels in regional New South Wales last night because I thought I'm not going to go through all those booking.coms and all that. Set up the booking. So, yeah, man, it's happening. We're going west.
You're going west.
I love the old-fashioned. Let's just ring the place and say, have you got rooms? Don't go to Google.
Lady Narendra even said, are you the Trevor Long? And I said, I'm just going to say yes because I don't know what you mean.
He's probably thinking of an Iron Man.
So where are you going?
Not Trevor Andy.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Young, where my brother lives, Narendra, where my sister lives, and Griffith, where I spent a couple of years of high school and have a little bit of family.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
Rob's going to Yass.
I'm going down near Yass.
Yes.
Or just a little bit rusty Yass to Burrinjuck.
Burrinjuck.
How good is it? Back in the day, you had to go through Yass. It was the big stop on the way down to the country, but then the bypass went. It's like an episode of Lightning McQueen, isn't it? You know, Radiator Springs. That's what Yass is.
Radiator Springs, of course.
How good was that movie? Mate, a few things we want. Actually, speaking of movies, have you seen the doco Social Dilemma on Netflix, Trev? What are your thoughts?
I think it's rubbish because it's very one-sided and it's dramatising the whole thing, but it is a brilliant piece of television to sit with your teenagers and watch.
Yeah.
Because it presents to them the facts about the social media in many ways, and it creates a conversation. So we sat with our 13-year-old and had a conversation about, you know, who's influencing you today on social media, you know?
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, I got to about halfway with my 15-year-old before he said, oh, Dad, I've had enough now. Can we do this tomorrow? I just need to check Facebook. I was like, mate, you're missing the point.
But it's well worth a watch. If you haven't seen it, Social Dilemma, it is on Netflix. Now, mate, we're looking at a brand new GoPro, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, GoPros have obviously been excellent little action cameras for a while, but this latest one, the GoPro Hero 9, is next level. The stabilization, we put this on a remote control buggy and driving it around. The video looked like, you know, it was on a Steadicam. It was unbelievably beautiful. But it's also got a front-facing screen. So if you're doing like selfie-style vlogging, or you set it up in a car looking at yourself or whatever, you can actually see that you're in frame. So here's the weird thing. It's $549. It's cheaper if you buy it with a subscription, which costs $70, than if you buy it outright. It's very, very weird. But $549 is the price.
So what's a subscription
for? You know
what?
They make it cheaper so that you subscribe.
You need to have a one-year subscription to their GoPro service, which is all about the cloud and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And once you've had that year, just nick it off. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've seen The Social Dilemma, and then they've got you.
Yeah, they got you. Let's be honest. I'm still paying for Amazon Prime and haven't watched a thing on that.
Exactly.
What's that, $2 a month? Is it Amazon Prime?
Five or six. You don't notice. I count it as my coffee.
You get free delivery on all your stuff that you buy. Amazon.
I did try that, Rob, actually, recently. I tried next day delivery, and it was awesome. It came like that afternoon. It was so good.
Wow.
Yeah, pay for the service, get the service.
Okay.
Hey, what about Apple? I got a new iPad. I can't believe it. I haven't ever had one iPad, let alone the new one. What's with it?
Oh, my God, Rob, get a life,
yeah,
my man.
No,
the new iPad looks exactly the same. It's got better performance on the inside, but it's cheaper. $499 for the basic iPad, an absolute winner. It was announced last week, and that's on sale now. So, yeah, $500 gets you the entry level and excellent iPad.
I can't live without it. Look, you seriously have one, you go, holy hell, it's so good. It is.
It's a gap. There's a TV, which is great, big for watching, and there's a phone, which is small to keep it in your pocket. Why do you want something that's halfway between the two?
So when you're out on at Yaps, you can all sit around a campfire and watch Netflix and not talk to each other.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, he's a vegan now. What that is, Trev, it's a cross between a vegan, but they eat meat, so he's a vegan.
Yeah, I like the vegan diet, Trev.
Yeah, I know, Trev. This is who I'm working with. He's a vegan. That's
and
what he
I add
himself.
Things like steak to my vegan meals.
I'm just going to say this very, very clearly to you, Rob. Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It works. It's like ordering a vegetarian pizza and adding ham to it.
That's who I'm working with.
You get the best of both
worlds. Pizza with ham on top. What?
Yeah.
That's who I'm working with, Trev. All right, mate. Well, listen, enjoy your road trip next week as you head inland to New South Wales, and we will speak.
I'll pass you on the Hume Highway, Rob.
Yeah.
Keep the horn.
Yeah, toot toot and a flash of the lights. And I hope you survive Griffith.
I'll be there.
All right, Trevi Long, our textbook from Channel 9, EFTM.com.au. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Hey, guys, thanks for subscribing and listening to the podcast.
You know what? We're just realising how good this podcast thing is. You can listen to it anywhere you like, whenever it suits you. So go for it.
Anytime, anywhere.
I just said that.
I know, I'm just saying what you said.
Anyway, I reckon it's about time you put your shirt back on. I've got to go.
See you later, guys.
Hooroo.